Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises belong to Allah سبحانه وتعالى The Lord of all the worlds Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Dearest viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, you are watching your program called Beacon of Guidance, discussing the blessings and the barakah and the Karamat, as well as the blessed biography of Sarkari Baghdad, Huzuri Ghose Azam Abdul Qadir al Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the blessings of Qasida Ghothiya, dear viewers. Subhanallah, it is a beautiful Qasida which was articulated by His Excellence Ghose Azam Abdul Qadir al Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the Silsila Qadiriyya, Radhaviyya, this invocation of this Qasida is recited, Subhanallah, for Khair and Barakah. Today we are going to be listening about some of its blessings. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, form the habit, get into the habit of reciting this beautiful Qasida, those ash'ar and couplets that emanated from the blessed tongue of Sultan al-Awliya, Ghawsi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Ulama-i-Kiram have actually written and have stated that this Qasida is so mubarak that it is effective in conquering the hearts of the communities. And the blessings of this Qasida is that it is a means of gaining closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Let's make the habit, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's make niyyah that once in a month, at least for every Gyarvih Sharif, The 11th of each and every month, you will recite Khatm al-Qadiriyya, Qasida al-Ghawthiya, to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because invoking this blessed Qasida improves brain power. The reciter of this blessed Qasida gains proficiency in reading and writing Arabic as well, subhanallah. Jihad, dear viewers, for a challenging, tough task, recite this for 40 days, and inshallah, azza wa jal, you will be successful. Just about your niyyah. Allah Kareem has placed khair and barakah in the recitation of this qasida, for it has been articulated by Sarkari Baghdad rahmatullahi ta'ala himself. It is also stated, whoever keeps this blessed qasida in front of him and recites it three times will become elevated in the court of Ghawsiyyat. Allahu Akbar. And such a person will be blessed with the good fortune of beholding Sarkari Baghdad Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Other scholars have mentioned reciting this three or five times is beneficial for every illness and difficulty. If an infertile woman should have this qasida recited 21 times or 41 times, it is stated, subhanallah, by reciting this and making dam in the water, and after she would drink this water for 40 days, insha'Allah azza wa jal, such a woman who cannot conceive, cannot have children, will become pregnant. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The beautiful words of the Qasida, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Saqani al-hubbu ka satil bisali, faqultu li khamrati nahwi ta'ali. Sa'at wa mashat li nahwi fi ku'usin, fahimtu bi sukrati bainal mawali. Faqultu li sa'il al-aqtabi lumu, bihali wadkhulu antum rijali. Walau alqaytu sirri fi jibalin, ladduk. Allahu Akbar, look at the words. understand its meaning, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali speaks about the favors and the blessings which Allah Kareem has bestowed upon him. Those secrets which Allah Kareem have placed in the heart of Sarkari Baghdad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. If he had to cast this concentration and these secrets upon the water, upon the mountains, upon the dead people, what would happen to them? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will go into its explanation, little of its commentary as well, for us to understand the maqam and the station which Allah Kareem have bestowed upon Sarkari Baghdad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Further on in his qasida, he says, Muridi la takhaf Allahu Rabbi, atani rif'atan niltul manali, nazartu ila biladillahi jama'an, kakharadalatin ala hukm ittisali, darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutban, wa niltu sa'da min mawlal mawali. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. For the sake of barakah and khair, we have recited just a few couplets, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But if we dwell into its explanation, subhanallah, you would learn the secrets which Allah Kareem has bestowed upon Sarkari Baghdad, Ghawse Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. For instance, he says, the summary of this is, if I focus the divine secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or my concentration, or my divinely blessed secrets on the oceans, then all the waters of the oceans will instantly dry up and vanish. Allahu Akbar. Imam Al-Akbar, Qutb Al-Irshad, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he states in his beautiful couplets, in the Shan of Ghawse Pak, he states, can the enemies defend themselves with the shield of clouds when the electrifying lightning strikes? Can they do that? Can the enemies defend themselves? No. He says, the clouds scatter in pieces when your powerful sword strikes, Ya Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani. Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Jiha, even the clouds scatter in pieces when your powerful sword strikes. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, this is also a karamat, that if he had cast his secrets upon the water, then the oceans will instantly dry up and vanish. Now, for the ocean to dry up, it is a charismatic talent, a karamat. Allahu Akbar, an unusual karamat, inspiring karama of Sarkari Baghdad Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. In this verse, the Grand Ghawth Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has informed us of a manifestation of the shadow of the miracle of Sayyidina Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What was his miracle? As the river Nile dried up for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, likewise, the oceans will dry up for him as well. Allahu Akbar. Just as the water gave way and gave path by his asa when he struck it upon the water, a pathway was formed for Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his followers to pass by. But when Pharaoh and his followers went through the same pathway, the waters combined and they all had drowned. The Quran Pak states, فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Once again, focus on this couplet. The words غَوْرًا فِي الزَّوَالِ can have two meanings. Ulama Ikram have stated, one is that the water of the oceans can remain, but soak into the earth. Allahu Akbar. And the other is that the water disappears altogether, leaving no traces, which here refers to this karamat. That the water will disappear completely, subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, this is possible, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Remember that the undisputed king of the awliyas in the subcontinent, Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz Mu'inuddin Hassan Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, is a subservient of Sayyidina Ghawse Al-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. If the illustrious Khwaja Sahib, being a devotee of the great Ghawth of his time, could draw the entire water of the huge lake Ana Sagar in a small container and dry it up with his astonishing charismatic talent, yani his karamat, then why will it not be possible to dry up the water of the oceans with the divinely blessed powers entrusted to him by his powerful Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's possible, dear Madani Channel. because Allah Kareem has granted them this power and ability. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah states, Tu hai wo ghayth ki har ghayth hai pyaasa tera. Tu hai wo ghos ki har ghos hai shayda tera. Kya dabe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera. Sher ko khatre mein lata nahi. Kutta tera. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let's move further into this beautiful qasida articulated by Sarkari Baghdad Ghosi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He says, وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فِي جِبَالٍ. First he spoke about the oceans, now he speaks about the mountains. لَدُقَّتْ وَاخْتَفَتْ بَيْنَ الرِّمَالِ. If I focus the divine secrets of Allah or my divinely blessed secrets on the mountains, then due to the fear and awe, it will not withstand the intensity of its radiation and burst into pieces and become dust. Allahu Akbar. Just as Allah Kareem states, if He had bestowed and revealed the Qur'an Pak upon the mountains, Allahu Akbar, it will be blown to bits by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember, the Ghawth is a special and a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is entrusted with the divine secrets. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, he is a creation and totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but by the authority entrusted in him represents the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since he has totally submitted and annihilated, yani he became fana fillah in the divine being of the sublime Lord Azza wa Jalla, he does not do or say anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a karamat, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. How do we understand this, dear viewers? There are numerous worldly examples to understand, but let's refer to the hadith of Rasuli Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith. A bondsman of Allah Kareem does not attain closeness except for the things which Allah has imposed upon him, the fara'id. And besides the fara'id and obligatory acts, he performs nawafil, optional salahs, extra salahs, and ibadah through which he attains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith Kareem states, and when Allah Kareem becomes beloved to him, and when he becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith states, when I befriend him, I become his ears through which he hears. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his hands through which he grasps and holds. Then I become his feet through which he walks. Subhanallah. It is his eyes, but in that eyes is the nur. It is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As stated, beware of the perception of a true believer, a wali, for he sees with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should fear and we should be wary from the insight of a mu'min, a true believer, for he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Adini channel, this is exactly in this case as well. Subhanallah. So we spoke about the ocean, and these are the secrets that the oceans will dry up. Mountains will perish to dust. And then he speaks about those secrets being casted upon the fire. وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فَوْقَ نَارٍ لَخَمِدَتْ وَانْتَفَتْ مِنْ سِرِّ حَالِي. If I focus the divine secrets of Allah on my divinely blessed secrets on the fire, then it will extinguish with the secrets of divine beauty that is in my heart. Imam al-Akbar, Qutb al-Irshad, Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, once again in his poetry, subhanallah, in the praises of Ghawsi Azam, he states, Al-Ama qahar hai ghaus, wo tikha tera, Al-Ama qahar hai ghaus, wo tikha tera, mar ke bhi chain se sota nahi mara tera, mar ke bhi chain se sota nahi mara tera. Allahu Akbar. He says, Allah protect us from the fiery anger of Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, his jalal, his jalalat, his anger. Allahu Akbar. Though This is another aspect of the awliya Allah's, due to the ilm and knowledge and the powers which Allah has granted them. Subhanallah, he says, one who is struck by you will not even sleep in peace after his death. O Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. But they would bless others. They would never take revenge for their own souls, dear viewers. Because they became fanafillah, fanafil rasool, subhanallah. According to the Sufi masters, the concept of hal, spiritual condition, refers to the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, divine light which is focused on the hearts of the servants merely by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any effort by the servant. Because Allah Kareem has blessed them with this quality, and thus they go into the state called hal. The light enters the servant's heart like the rays of the sun, dear viewers. Then by way of spiritual devotion and meditation, the wali progressively reaches this maqam, and this light permanently is in his heart, which eventually becomes a part of his heart. And when this light becomes part of his heart, from hal, he excels to another stage, and that stage is called maqam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ulama ikram then explain, however, the flashes of this noor and light of the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brightens the heart of the salik in the elementary stages called hal. In the very beginning stages called hal. When the salik establishes this light in his heart, it is called maqam. And in the first line of the verse, the Ghawth is saying, and refers to his own self when he uses the word sirri. Subhanallah. And the same word in the second line refers to his condition. So, this is a maqam which is beyond our imagination, dear viewers of Madani channel. But subhanallah, insan and humans are actually a secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is hal, whether it is maqam, he is arif billah. Allah Kareem has given him the recognition, and he has the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become arif billah. It's a very high maqam. Remember, it is hadith Qudsi, dear viewers of Madani channel. Al-insanu sirri wa ana sirruhu. Allah Kareem says in a hadith Qudsi, the human is my secret and I am his secret. Allahu Akbar. What is the reality of this body? We see day and night, but we have no idea what it is, dear viewers of Madani channel. But it is a secret. Allahu Akbar. So, what is greater? Is the fire greater or the secrets of Allah greater? What is greater? The secrets of Allah is greater than fire. So if Allah entrusts His beloved servants, the awliya, with His secrets, then why won't they possess the capability to overpower fire itself? He says, if I focus my concentration and the divinely secrets revealed upon me, upon the fire, it would extinguish. If the fire of Namrud could become cool upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and this was his mu'jiza, Allah Kareem had removed and taken away the quality of the fire to burn, and this great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla remained safe in the fire. Remember another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, the fire of Jahannam, the fire of hell, will tell the believers, O believers, cross over me quickly, because I fear that your light of your iman may extinguish my fire. Allahu Akbar. If this is the call of the fire of Jahannam to the believers, the armed believers, the normal Muslims, that it may be possible that the light of your iman may extinguish the fire of Jahannam, then what about the secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was shared with his wali and Sultan al-Awliya Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? Don't you think he possesses the power and ability as well? Allah Kareem bless us for the sake of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghawse Pak states, وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فَوْقَ مَيْتٍ لَقَامَ بِقُدْرَةِ الْمَوْلَى تَعَالِي. If I focus the divine secrets of Allah on the dead, then it will become alive with the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, Imam al-Akbar, Qutb al-Irshad, Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he states about the hukumat and about the authorities and the sword of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he states, حکم نافذ تیرا خامہ تیرا سیف تیری حکم نافذ تیرا خامہ تیرا سیف تیری دم میں جو چاہے کرے دور ہے شاہ تیرا دم میں جو چاہے کرے دور ہے شاہ تیرا Your authority is stamped, your pen sanctions and your sword prosecutes. It is your rule and you are in command to do as you please, Ya Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So see what he claimed in this couplet again. If it was revealed upon the dead, Allahu Akbar, due to the power of this kalam and secrets, divinely revealed secrets, the dead person will come back to life. Now this is a great claim, dear viewers of Madini channel. But Ghaus-e-Pak is saying this is an attribute that granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody performs any karamat on his own power and authority. Rather, it is something which is granted to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acha, let's look at the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا الله أكبر. So the summary of this entire verse is that Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام desired to see how Allah will resurrect the dead, and he was commanded to slaughter four birds after familiarizing them to himself, and he should mince their meat and place them on various hilltops and then call out to them. Allahu Akbar. He only desired to see what? He requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how the dead will be raised. Secondly, the response of Allah azza wa jalla was that he ordered his prophet to mince the meat of the four birds. Thirdly, Allah azza wa jalla ordered the prophet to call the minced meat of the birds. This is the order that once you murder them, yani once you slaughter them and you mince their meat, now you should call out to the dead. Call out to the dead which has no life in it. Allahu Akbar. And fourthly, when Prophet called the birds, according to the Quran, dear viewers, they were resurrected. They became alive in response to his call, subhanallah. So all four of these points that I have just mentioned now, a person comes to understand that the Prophet alayhi salam raised the dead. But this is not the case, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies and removes all doubts in this action with his divine command. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, and know well that Allah Almighty is wise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So what we have understood from this waqiyah and these ayat, it is clear that the command of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not raise the dead with his personal power. Jiha, it was not personal power. It was Allah Azza wa Jalla who had raised the bird back to life. But he had used the Prophet as a manifestation to display his divine power. Just as I mentioned to you in the hadith, that my servant who attains my nearness, and when I become beloved to him, and when he becomes beloved to me, I become his ears through which he hears, his eyes through which he sees, Allahu Akbar, his feet through which he walks, and his hands through which he holds, his tongue through which he talks. Subhanallah. So all confusion should be removed, dear viewers. And we should understand that, subhanallah, these are the powers which Allah Kareem have granted his chosen and his beloved bondsmen. Just as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who also mentioned that he is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Kareem has given him the authority and powers to raise the dead, to revive the dead, to heal the blind, to restore their eyesight, to cure the leper. Allahu Akbar, and he even possesses knowledge of the unseen. All of this is ata'i, it is granted by the Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not something that it came on its own accord. It is something which was granted. Only Allah's knowledge, Allah's powers and his authorities is zati. If any other person possesses this, it is called ata'i. Granted to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, these are the powers granted to the chosen bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem has blessed them with so much of nur, power and authorities which is beyond our imagination. Human minds cannot comprehend, and we can never fathom what are the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has granted them. But ஹோசே பாக் ரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி தஆலா அலைஹி ஸ்டேட்ஸ், முரீதி லா தஹஃப் அல்லாஹு ரப்பி அத்தானி ரிஃஅத்தன் நில்துல் மனாலி. ஓ மை முரீத், டு நாட் ஃபியர், அல்லாஹ் அஸ்ஸ வஜல்லா இஸ் மை சஃபிஷியன்ட் லார்ட். இன் ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் மீ சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் ஹை ஸ்டேஷன்ஸ், தே கம் லுக்கிங் ஃபார் மீ பை த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ் சுபஹானஹு வ தஆலா. ஐ டோன்ட் சர்ச் ஃபார் லாஃப்டி மகாமாத் அண்ட் ஸ்டேஷன்ஸ், ரதர் தோஸ் ஸ்டேஷன்ஸ் கம் டு மீ. அல்லாஹு அக்பர், அல்லாஹு அக்பர். Once again, Ala Hazrat Qutbul Irshad, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states,
Dhoop mahshar ki wo jaan soze, qiyamat hai magar, Dhoop mahshar hai wo jaan soze, qiyamat hai magar, مطمئن ہوں کہ میرے سر پہ ہے پلہ تیرا.
ہائے 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 ہائے, the scorching heat of the sun of the day of reckoning is indeed very serious, just above our heads, dear viewers. But he says, but I am comfortable and fearless because I have the shade of the ghawth over my head. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the meaning of this verse is, O my murid, O my disciple, do not fear the stone devil, as I am blessed with such elevated status and maqam that the devil cannot mislead my murid and my disciple. Allahu Akbar. So who is a murid, dear viewers? Murid to wo hota hai na, who cuts all ties with everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abandons all his intentions because he knows that whatever happens, happens by the divine ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not otherwise. So he totally becomes annihilated in the divine code of the mighty Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then desires that which Allah ordains. His desires and wishes becomes subjected to the desires and to the mansha and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he enters this stage, he becomes a manifestation of this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. He becomes a reflection of this ayat of the Holy Quran Pak.
وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ.
Subhanallah. And what would you wish except what Allah wills? Except that which Allah wills. So subhanallah. The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wish of Allah azza wa jalla becomes your wish. And subhanallah. This is how it is, dear viewers. بَخُدَا خُدَاكَ يَهِي هِدَّرْ نَهِي أَوْرْ كُوِي مَفَرْ مَقَرْ جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو, جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And then غوث پاک رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ states further on in his couplets,
نَذَرْتُ إِلَى بِلَادِ اللَّهِ جَمَعًا كَخَرَدَلَةٍ عَلَى حُكْمِ اتِّصَالِ.
I observe the cities of Allah collectively as I see a mustard seed in the center of my palm. Allahu Akbar. Once again, Qutbul Irshad. Hi, hi, hi. Imamul Akbar. Imam Ahmad Rza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi states, your authority rules on the oceans, earth, city, village, soft land or mountainous terrains, gardens or jungles. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no place on earth that is not under your supervision and command. Imagine, this is the maqam of Ghawth-e Pak. جب حضور غوث پاک کا یہ مقام ہے, پھر سرکار دو عالم کا کیا مقام ہوگا. ہائے 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 ہائے. سو ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل, اللہ کریم ہیز بلیسڈ ہم ود اے ویری ہائی اسٹیشن دیٹ ہیومن مائنڈ کین ناٹ کمپریہینڈ اینڈ وی کین ناٹ ایون امیجن. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. واٹ از دا ورتھ آف دس ورلڈ؟ ہی سیز دا ورلڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان دا سینٹر آف ہز پام لائک اے مسٹرڈ سیڈ. اینڈ وائی ناٹ ڈیئر ویوز, وین دے سی تھرو دا نور آف اللہ. Is the nur of Allah Azza wa Jalla not throughout the world? Can there be anything greater than the nur of Allah? And the awliya see through that nur. So how can the world remain big for them? It is nothing for them. Just as a person stands on the hilltop, on the top or the peak of a mountain, and you see at the foot of the mountain how tiny and how small it looks, the earth is something like that. The further you go from the earth into space, how the earth would seem to be like a dot. This is the state in front of the awliya Allah as well, dear viewers. It is nothing but a dot. And the commodities, the luxuries of this world is also nothing. So now we understand, subhanallah, that it is through the nur and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are blessed. Sayyidina Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is blessed with a very great station of ghawsiyat. And he rules over all the awliyas. They are under his command and cannot do anything without his consent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends all fayd and blessings to his biggest khalifa, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who passes it to the door of vilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. The first recipient of these divine graces, none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Day after, it is distributed to all the other aqtab, awtad, and awliya, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who takes water from a stream actually takes water from the main river, subhanallah, as it receives its supply from it. Kya baat hai Madine ki? May Allah Kareem grant us understanding and khair and barakah in our lives, dear viewers of Madine channel. May through the blessings of the great Ghawth, we better our lives, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Having said these few words, inshallah, we will understand one more couplet and thereafter we will terminate, inshallah, because this is very important. He states, Darastul ilma hatta sirtu qutban waniltu sa'da min mawla al-mawali. I studied direct knowledge until I became a qutub, and by the grace of Allah azza wa jalla, I achieved the stations of felicity. Jiha. He says, I studied direct knowledge. I studied and I continue to study and obtain ilm deen. Until what? Until I became a kutub. But he states, he's not trying to say that only through my studies I became a kutub. But he's saying, nah, it is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He added this word that teaches us a lesson as well. That by studying, mashallah, you gain ilm deen. But nothing happens without the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his grace that you may study, and the results of your studying Allah Kareem will grant it to you. Allah has said so beautifully, Tujhse aur dahar ke aqtab se nisbat kaisi, Tujhse aur dahar ke aqtab se nisbat kaisi, Qutb khud kaun hai khadim tera chela tera, Kutub khud kaun hai khadim tera chela tera. There is no similarity between you and the aqtab of the time, because every kutub is your servant and your subservient. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Ghawth-e Pak station once again is mentioned of here. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But he made us understand that it is not possible for one to achieve all of the stations by his own. This irfan, this recognition, this ilm and ma'rifah is granted. Even if you studied, you still need the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn that a person can never become a wali without obtaining ilm and knowledge. Jihadi of Yuzhu Madani channel. Subhanallah. There are many awliya Allahs who were unschooled. Unschooled genius. Dozens of awliya Allahs. Many awliya Allahs. But it is said that, dear Vizal Madani channel, Allah Kareem does not make an ignorant person a wali. Subhanallah. Rather, when Allah Azza wa Jalla ordains to bless an unschooled person with wilaya, he first inspires his heart with the ilm and knowledge and then makes him his wali. Wilayat is very important. And the prerequisite for this wilayat is ilm and knowledge, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. There are so many ayat in the Holy Quran Pak. Allah Kareem speaks about the knowledge which he bestowed upon Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, wa 'allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. And then Allah Kareem asks a question, that those who know and those who don't know, are they equal? So likewise, there are many other ayat to make us understand that the ilm deen is a prerequisite for a person to attain a high maqam. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these madani pearls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. Tomorrow, inshallah, Zawajal, we will be back with another episode of this beautiful program called Beacon of Guidance. Keep obtaining barakah and khair from this beautiful qasida of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. On the 11th of each and every month, perform the niyyah. Make the niyyah, the intention that you will perform Gyarvi Sharif of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. You will see its fruits and its blessings, inshallah, Zawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise.
beacon of guidance.